Chazal is zeggen, Nishma Bechas, Chazal, Rabbi Yehuda, Masechta, Yuma, Daf, Ayin, Ches. For acting more on Shabbos, when one may wear shoes, is he allowed to walk through a stream of water, or are we concerned that a shoe will fall off and he'll carry them for Ramas and Rishus Rabbim? So Nehemiah, the son-in-law of the Nasi, said, I saw Rami Arasi walk through water on Shabbos while wearing their shoes. What would be Allah if someone was wearing loose-fitting sandals instead of shoes? Rabbi Chumi said, I saw Ravina walk through water on Shabbos while wearing sandals. Rabbi Ashi said, Lechatchila, one should not walk through water on Shabbos and wearing sandals. The Gemara brings a story where Ravina didn't attend the shir of the Reish Galusa on Shabbos because he needed to wear loose-fitting sandals because of a foot pain that he was having, and he would have had to walk through water while wearing these sandals to go to the shir, so therefore he did not do so on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda by Gregor is taught is also to sit in mud on Yom Kippur because the moisture gives the pleasure of washing. Rabbi Shimon Levi said this only applies to moist mud. Abaye said this is only when the mud is so moist that it can make something wet, which can then make something else wet as well. Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter to cool oneself off on Yom Kippur with fruit. He himself would do so with squash. Rabbi would cool himself off with a baby. Rava would cool himself off with a silver cup. Or Papa said a metal cup is only mutter if there's liquid inside, only if it's less than full, but not when it's full because the water then may spill onto the person. An earthenware cup is also in either case because the water seeps through the cup. Ravashi said, even in a silver cup, it's also if there's any water inside because it may slip out of his hand, causing the water to spill on him. Ze'ira Bar Chama once told Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that his father, Rabbi Shimon Levi, would soak a towel on Erev Yom Kippur and wring it out. The next day, he would use it to wipe his face, his hands, and his feet. On Erev Tisha B'Av, he would soak a towel, and the next day, would use it to wipe his eyes. They asked Rabbi Elazar, may a member of the Sanhedrin paskin on the status of a mum on a bechor to permit it for the kohen's eating, or does he have to get first permission from the nasi in order to paskin about something like that? On the one hand, Rabbi Edi Bar Ravin said that all must ask permission of the nasi as a way of showing respect for the nasi, so a member of the Sanhedrin should be no different. Or maybe we should say that since he's a sitting member of the Sanhedrin, he doesn't have to get permission. It's only someone another type of dayan that has to get permission. Rav Tzadok ben Chalukah said, I saw Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, who was a sitting member of the Sanhedrin, go and ask permission of the Nasi. Rabbi Abba said, that was not what happened. Rather, Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra was a Kohen, and the question was whether a Kohen is trusted on these matters of mum, of a Bechor, whether or not it has a mum or not. But not because he was asking permission, Alts Dayan. Rav Meir said that a Kohen is actually not believed, and you cannot paskin. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that he is. The question posed to the Nasi was who we paskin like in this machloikas. That's when he went to ask. The Nasi said, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Shrek the Gemara. They asked him another question. They said, may one wear sandals made of reeds on Yom Kippur? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmini said, I saw Rabbi Shimon Levi wearing such sandals on Yom Kippur, and therefore it must be allowed. Rabbi Rachana said, Rabbi Lazar of Ninveh said it is mutter on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Zaknumara would wear shoes of hitni on Yom Kippur. Abaye would wear shoes of hutzi. Rava would wear shoes of grass. Rabba Bar Ravuna would just wrap a kerchief around his feet. Rav Yochama asked, the Braitha says that the wooden leg of an amputee is also to be worn on Yom Kippur. Presumably this is because it's considered to be a shoe. And we see that even a shoe of wood is also. Abaye said, that's not also because it's classified as a shoe. It's also because it's made because there are soft materials in there that provide pleasure, and we don't want that pleasure being had on Yom Kippur. Rava asked, number one, it must have the status of a shoe because the Mishnah says that if there's a place for material, the wooden leg is mekabel tumah. This can only be true if the leg itself is a keli. Number two, there's no iser to make oneself comfortable on Yom Kippur, so the wooden leg would not become usher on account of the soft material. Number three, since the end of the Mishnah is talking about where there is a place for soft materials, it must be the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about where there's no such place or material. So Rava therefore said, all agree that the wooden leg has the status of a shoe, which is why it's usher to be worn on Yom Kippur. A braisa says we do not make ketanim suffer with any of the five vinuyim except for not wearing shoes. Why is this one different? If it's because we're concerned that people will say that an adult put the shoes on for him, then we shouldn't allow him to pleasure him. Then we shouldn't allow him to pleasure himself with the other pleasures either, the cotton, because you're going to say that an adult did it for him. Mar says the difference is if a minor is washed or anointed, they'll say he was washed or anointed the day before. But shoes, they know, will be put on today. Maybe people say that the shoes were put on yesterday also. Mar says shoes are not supposed to be worn when sleeping. In fact, Mar, the Braisa says that the other pleasures may even be done for a cotton on Yom Kippur l'chatchila. Mar says wearing shoes is not important for the minor's growth, so we don't allow it. The other pleasures are, and therefore we allow them to be done. Mishnah said, "Hamelch v'akala yirchotzu es pinehem." Our Mishnah follows Akhmar. Our Mishnah follows Rav Chananah ben Tradyon, who says that the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer regarding a new mother wearing shoes and regarding a kala and king washing their faces. The Rabbi Eliezer allows Reza allows a king to wash his face because the pasuk says that a king must always look his best, and he allows a kala to wash her face so she should not become disgusting to her husband. How long is a newlywed considered to be a kala? He answers for 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer allows also a new mother to wear shoes so that to prevent her body from getting cold. Shmuel said, if one needs to wear shoes to prevent against a scorpion bite on Yom Kippur, it would be mutter.